we're already getting the updated complete canon timeline by Star Wars Explained, which I hope everyone checks. What's up, everyone, and welcome to the Star Wars Explained weekly Q&A. I'm Alex.
I'm Molly.
And our neighbors are doing construction, so hopefully you can't hear that.
It's kind of noisy.
Yeah.
They're doing construction and yard work, which if you live in the suburbs, once springtime hits, it's just yard work all the time.
Now I'm hearing the engines revving up now. They haven't been doing anything all day. And then right when we're about ready to record, they're like, you know what we should do? Turn on the backhoe.
Yeah. Backhoe.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
I don't know. But what did we get up to over the weekend?
We went camping.
Yeah.
That was fun. I got to chop some wood, which I don't think I've ever done. I got one good chop in, and that was about it.
We all brought our hatchets, and then our friend brought like an actual wood chopping axe, and then taught us all how to chop wood. I'd never done it before.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was fun. Splitting logs.
Mm-hmm.
There's just something about sitting around a fire, cooking on a fire. It's just fun.
It is fun. And there's a lot of good camping spots, like not too far from the city in Georgia. So that's always nice. And so we were just there over the weekend. We did get rained out the last night, which thankfully our tent stayed dry.
Yeah, but ours did.
Ours did.
Not everyone made it out.
But that was a fun time. A not so fun time trying to pack everything up in the rain.
I didn't mind it. I just like cooking over the fire. I tried a couple new Dutch oven recipes, and one of them was just cinnamon rolls, and I burnt them to hell and back.
They looked like they had just seen one of the Nameless.
Yeah, they were petrified. Way to tie it in. Well done. But I also made a cobbler that was pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Fire cooking's fun. But we're actually going to go ahead and talk about our plans for next weekend, because it's May 4th. It's Star Wars Day. A lot of people had questions about it, starting with Podcast Immersed, who asks if we have any hopes for May the 4th next week. Will we get any news, trailer drops, announcements of any kind? What do you think?
We're getting so much already. Like, other than the special look Acolyte stuff that's coming on the Phantom Menace re-release, I don't know that we're going to get anything else new.
I'm not expecting anything, and we're going to talk about that Acolyte first look in a minute. But yeah, we're already getting the Phantom Menace in theaters. We're already getting Tales of the Empire on Disney Plus. We're already getting the updated complete canon timeline by Star Wars Explained, which I hope everyone checks. Which I hope everyone checks out, because as usual, we worked very hard on it. It is done. It's scheduled and ready to go, which is a big. That's a big weight off of my shoulders.
I feel like you always do the brunt of the work on that, so I wanted you to have the hype button
Thank
moment.
Thank you. That meant a lot. It did feel good to press the hype button.
You're going to treat yourself.
I'm going to treat myself. But as far as official things go, I think that's enough. Like, having a release on Star Wars Day already feels good, and then being able to go see a Star Wars movie in theaters feels great.
Yeah, the clip that they released of the Night Sisters fighting Grievous, that was so sick.
Pretty awesome.
I am so excited to watch that. I know they're going to be short, and they're kind of dumping it all at once, and so I feel like it's going to be a quick watch, but I'm still like super, super excited.
If it's anything like Tales of the Jedi, they're probably all going to be 10 to 15 minutes long. I'm expecting 6 shorts again. I think they may have said that already. So I think this is going to be like an hour and a half total, which is great, but we'll hopefully be like some really cool pockets of story around these characters.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it'll be really nice to finally be able to put a video about what happened to Barriss Offee out.
Oh yeah, lots of people excited about that. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a nice little nugget of a gift that Star Wars fans can get and watch from start to finish in not a lot of time. And on Star Wars Day.
I'm glad that it's not like another Ahsoka story. Where Tales of the Jedi, I really loved the Dooku stuff. And Ahsoka, I get why they did it for like synergistic reasons. But to have two characters that I'm like, I definitely want to know more about their stories. That's like perfect. So I think that's enough. But yeah, let's talk about the Acolyte first look, because Sarah Black asks if we're going to be able to watch that online. So The Phantom Menace, if you go see it in theaters, is supposed to have a first look at the Acolyte. And will that be available online or not?
I mean, I hope so. I don't know if it'll be available like that Friday of the big release. Maybe they'll put it out the week after.
I at first was going to guess no, that they won't put it out, just because, you know, we waited so long for the Acolyte trailer, even though they had a very serviceable trailer that was half identical to what eventually was released. Like, we saw that at Celebration last year, and now it's finally out. I am wondering if they will put this out now, because our friends at Resistance Broadcast, right before we started recording this, retweeted that there's a convention somewhere that is going to have an Acolyte panel. So maybe the first look will get shown there and also released. Or maybe. Again, I'm not expecting a new trailer, but it will be exactly 1 month away from the Acolyte's release date.
Yeah.
So there is potential for a trailer there, I think.
Oh, man.
What if not, it'll be soon, probably.
What if we're in the theater for Phantom Menace and we get a notification that a new trailer is out? Do we just, like, get up and run out?
Well, we're there for the trailer might be the first look. I don't know.
Yeah.
And that, like, we're going to the Phantom Menace partly to see the Acolyte thing. We just watched the Phantom Menace not that long ago.
Yeah. I mean, they're not trying to get people to go see the Phantom Menace with this little first look.
I think they are a little bit.
You think so?
I don't know. It's like a little extra.
I mean, it is like a little extra gift with purchase, but.
Yeah. Yeah, people are going regardless.
Yeah, we're ready with our cups. I got all my Episode 1 Funko Pops out.
I'm really curious to see if they let us use those cups.
They might not at the...
In the theater.
The theater that we're going to...
We're going to purchase an extra large drink, but we're using my new Gunray cup that's very special to me.
I was going to take these to when we go on Saturday night, where they serve booze, and see if they'll fill her up.
That's true. We're going to the plaza. Fill her up.
Just fill her up.
Hand them the Amidala cup and just say, fill her up and see what they do. They'll be like, "With what? Vodka, please. That's what Queen Amidala drinks. Senator Amidala. That's what she drinks, yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
I don't know what the drinking age is on Naboo, but if you're a queen, like...
Some kind of fancy wine goes in that.
Yeah, you're right. Only the fanciest wine goes in our Phantom Menace Newt Gunray cup.
Look at how judgy he is. His little pointy finger.
I still want to bring this up every time. The Star Wars Celebration Anaheim, Molly had a floor beer or a floor wine or something and was off on her own. And when I found her again...
I was not off on my own. I had friends.
Oh, yeah. You had people...
Encouraging me.
Peer pressuring you. Jill and Sean. I come back and Molly's like, look what I got. And she got herself a Queen Amidala cup, which I'm like, great. And she's like, and I got you this one. And I'm like, Newt Gunray.
That was a joke. They're both for me.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, but I'm the one that always gets handed the Newt Gunray cup.
I'll drink out of Newt.
Couldn't have gotten me a Jar Jar cup or...
I don't think they had Jar Jar cups.
I'm sure that's a lie.
I mean, I could probably find one on eBay.
But yeah, we're going to see the Phantom Menace at the Plaza, which is probably our favorite theater in Atlanta at this point, because it's like a small one theater place. It's been around since a long time in Atlanta.
It's a historic monument at this point. We've talked about it before in other Q&As.
But they know us there, so they might let you fill her up.
I'm going to get turnt watching Episode 1 for the second or third time this year.
They might be like a shot of gin and then tonic water.
Sure.
Fill it up with.
That's fine. Just a little pizzazz.
Yeah.
To make it that much more exciting.
Well, that's a good segue into our next question from Elo Asti, who asks what our plans for May 4th are.
Oh, so many things. So many things.
Well, we're going to have Tales of the Empire, first and foremost. Well, in the morning, the Canon Timeline video will come out. I'm still going to stick to releasing that on May 4th, just because it's May 4th. That's okay. The tradition I set.
Are we doing a premiere for that like we did last year?
Maybe. I don't know, because like we're also going to have Tales of the Empire to cover, which I'll want to get that out on Saturday as well.
True. I don't know. It was kind of fun being in the chat. Just like as people came in to watch it for the first time, being like, hello.
We'll see how the day goes. But we will have Tales of the Empire to cover. And then let's see, My Parents' Basement, which is like a nerd bar slash comic book shop slash pinball atorium.
Atorium?
I don't
know. Emporium?
I don't know what the difference is. Pinball extravaganza place.
I don't know what an atorium is.
They have a lot of pinball machines.
Yeah. They do tournaments and stuff.
They're having like a Star Wars pop-up thing, so we'll probably go to that. And we've got Phantom Menace in the evening. We're on May 1st, we're doing Star Wars trivia.
On my birthday.
On Molly's birthday. That's how Molly wanted to celebrate her birthday, is
come
by
on.
Crushing Star Wars trivia.
That's easy money for us.
I know.
That's free money.
We're going to Mutation Brewery.
Mutation Brewing.
Yeah.
So if you're in Atlanta, go somewhere else, because you're going to lose.
Oh, God. We're going to get some really smart person come up and just stomp us now.
Well, we normally go to Battle and Brew, which is another big nerd bar in Atlanta that we love, but they've been doing it every year for May 4th for so long that it gets crazy busy there. Mm-hmm. And this Mutation Brewing place is kind of new, so we're like, let's try it out.
Let's do some fresh blood. Get some fresh brews.
Yeah.
Oh, also it's free comic book day. There are...
Oh, yeah.
Which is another reason we're going to My Parents' Basement.
And isn't Nubs on one of the covers?
Nubs is meeting Court in the Dark Horse free comic book day. And then Marvel is also putting out a free comic about Luke and Vader.
Yeah.
Which is continuing the Darth Vader comic storyline. So
another reason to go to the comic book shop.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll definitely be picking those up. So yeah, go support your local free comic book day shop.
Buy something else there if you're getting a free comic.
That is the point, is you go and you get the free comic. And also you browse, you peruse, get some other comics, just support comics. That's every time we go there, I wind up picking up a Star Wars comic.
Mm-hmm. You got the Visions one last time,
right? Yeah, I just picked up, it's right over there. I picked up the new Visions one shot because the art in that is rad. Those comics are really good.
Mm-hmm.
That one was very emotional. I think I made it one of my stories of the month for the Canon Update last month because it was fantastic. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and get after your goals. With our hectic schedule, even making a good lunch is difficult for me. Factor's 2-minute meals let you fuel up fast with restaurant-quality meals delivered right to your door. Factor also offers breakfast options like pancakes, smoothies, and more. There's no prep and no mess. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. You can even find low-carbon footprint meals by looking for the Earth Month Eats badge on their menu. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. Head to factormeals.com/StarWars50 and use code StarWars50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code StarWars50 at factormeals.com/StarWars50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Moving into some Bad Batch talk, because it is the finale next week. Avenging Knight asks where the Inquisitors are at the time of the Bad Batch. I think it's clear that we won't be seeing them in the story. They haven't built them up at all, so it doesn't make sense for them to show up on Tantus. I think this is just going to be very much like the clones versus the staff of Tantus.
Yeah. Maybe they're still training?
I do think that they are a thing at this point. We don't know the exact timeline of the Bad Batch. I'm going to guess it's been a year or two since Revenge of the Sith. Maybe three.
Do Do you think the Inquisitorius already exists on Nur at this point?
I'm not sure about Nur. I think they would probably still be located on Coruscant for the most part. I do think that they are a thing because they were pretty much ready to go after Order 66. But their priorities are probably hunting Jedi. So I don't think there has really been a need for them to pop up in the story, except for like when Gungi showed up or when Asajj showed up. But they're probably out hunting for bigger fish right now.
Sure.
Also, they'd be like, how did Asajj... What? It'd be funny to see their reaction.
You again?
Yeah. Excuse me. Now that we know that Barriss is an Inquisitor for at least a little bit, she'd be like, what do you mean? She definitely died. I read that book.
I read that book.
So, yeah, I just think that they are off doing different things. There is an Inquisitor comic book coming out, I think a 5-issue series that's starting later this year. That was announced like a week or two ago. So we might be getting their very early days stories.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I doubt we're going to get much about the Inquisitors in Barriss's story, but maybe we could get an idea of what they were doing at what time in Secrets of the Empire. Tales of the Empire.
Yeah, yeah, I do think we're going to get some answers there just about training, initiation. I think it'll pair well with Inquisitor Rise of the Red Blade.
Mm.
Maybe we'll get some more answers around Marok or Birdman, as we have taken to calling him. I still think of him as a version of the Sixth Brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that Barriss sees the Grand Inquisitor and she's like, oh, hey, it's you, your name. And we finally learn what his real name is.
Oh.
That'd be fun.
It's not Grand?
Yeah. That he just kept that. It's me, Grand, the Grand Inquisitor.
The Grand Inquisitor.
He said that once and Darth Vader assumed. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, I guess you're the leader then, huh? Yes.
His name is Kevin. He's kind of embarrassed.
Kevin is a Star Wars name. He's in the High Republic.
Who's that?
Kevin Tarr. He's one of the like hyperspace technicians. It's fine.
How's it spelled?
With two E's.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And Blink PTX asks if it's weird that they want the Bad Batch finale to break their hearts.
They want it to.
Uh-huh. And is that weird?
I mean, it's not weird. I have wanted that for other shows in previous years. I just don't want that for this show.
I don't think it's weird at all to want to watch a finale or a show, read a book, or experience any story. And you want to feel something.
Yeah.
Whether it's a broken heart or pure joy and elation or...
I mean, if we get to see everyone and all the clones that are on Mount Tantus escape, is that not going to make you feel something?
Oh, for sure.
I don't know how they mean. Like, do they want to be sad and feel something?
I think so. Break your heart.
So, like,
that's a sadness feeling.
Sure. What are feelings? So, like, people dying, main characters dying.
I don't know. You don't have to have death to experience, like, complete and utter sadness and destruction, like, emotional destruction.
What else would cause that?
I don't know. Like, I guess I want to be.
Just the fact that it's over.
Yeah. I think that they probably do mean characters dying.
Yeah, because I've seen a lot of polar opposites. People either think, like I think, where I don't think anyone else except for the baddies are going to die, or people are like, everyone's going to die except for Omega. And I'm just like pulling my hair out, imagining that being a possibility.
I've seen a lot of people guessing that it'll be a Rogue One style ending. And I hope not. I do think that we're going to lose some characters, but on the good guy side, I'm really hoping it's not Wrecker, Crosshair, or Hunter, or Omega, of course. Like, Hauser, I think, is on the chopping block. Emery, Nala Se, but...
Echo?
Oh, and Echo. I want him to make it out.
I do too, but it's also kind of... It might make sense for his character, but after all he's been through.
Oh, I just thought of a good, like, break your heart without death is Kino Loy. Something like that, like some ironic tragedy.
Where you don't think he died?
He might have, but we don't know for sure. And either way, the fact that he had to stay behind was just like, ugh. So there are ways for them to make us feel very sad without killing everyone.
Sure.
I'm hopeful for a more triumphant, happy ending because it is the story of the clones. I think it'll be bittersweet, but they have been through so much that I would love for them to find their own place in the galaxy to just exist and be chill.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta say, this show is, of course, made for everyone, but it's first and foremost for a little bit younger audience. Or do we want a bunch of kids crying their eyes out because their favorite characters got ripped to shreds?
You know, I don't know that I would say that it's first and foremost for a younger audience. It's definitely accessible, but it's not the way like Star Wars Resistance or early seasons of the Clone Wars were. I kind of feel like they're targeting people who grew up with the Clone Wars with the Bad Batch.
Sure. So, I mean, it works either way because you have the clones who work for the older audience and then you have Omega and all the younger characters that we see pop up throughout the show that she bonds with. You have that for like a younger audience mm-hmm. to connect to.
Yeah, I definitely think it's accessible for the younger audience, but I don't know if they're going, this is first and foremost for them. I'm not sure, honestly. But I do take your point that there are younger kids watching this, and yeah, I don't think they're going to brutally murder Wrecker and Hunter and
they're
Echo.
They're going to be like, little Timmy had to call out of school the next day because he was distraught over all of his favorite characters dying in a show.
Yeah. I mean, they did it in the Clone Wars on occasion. I'm still sad about Fives.
Sure.
And I was an adult when I saw that.
We're all still sad about Fives.
But yeah, I just wanted to say, I don't think it's weird to want to feel emotionally damaged by the finale, because those are the memorable ones. I would much rather feel completely brokenhearted than watch it and be like, I felt nothing.
Yeah, we don't want it to like go out with just a fizzle. Mm-hmm. We want it to go out with a bang. But I think it will make us feel a little bit brokenhearted. But I'm hoping that doesn't translate into any more of the Bad Batch dying.
Like I said, I'm hoping for bittersweet, where there will be loss, but this is Star Wars, and I think that the ends generally, even the darkest movies, end with hope. Even Revenge of the Sith has the Lars family looking off into the sunset, and it makes you feel good. Even though so many horrible things happened 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah, Rogue One ends with literally Leia saying hope.
Yeah.
So
I think there will be some sadness, but not just complete and utter devastation, I hope. That's all the time we have for questions today. If you want to leave a question for next week's video, just put it in the comments below or sign up for Patreon to join our weekly Q&A discussion. For a heads up, I think our Q&A will be coming out on Sunday, May 5th. Instead of our usual Saturday, and it'll probably be all Bad Batch focused, like answering the biggest lingering questions from the end of the series, so keep that in mind. But if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to the channel,
follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Blue Sky.
And as always, thanks for watching, and may the Force be with you.